Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast, where we are putting you in touch with the people who bring student housing to life. I'm your host, Wesley Dees. I'm also the CEO of Student Housing Insight. Student Housing Insight is a platform for off-campus housing professionals to network, learn, share ideas, and data. For more information, you can check us out at studenthousinginsight.com. Well, this is one of our special Behind the Biz episodes where we dive behind some of the fantastic companies supporting the student housing industry. In this episode, we're talking to the Guarantors. Specifically, I'm talking to their Senior Vice President, Aaron Victorson, as well as Director of Student Housing, Micah Hollingsworth. Now, if you've been in student housing for more than a second, you may not instantly recognize the Guarantors or the name Aaron Victorson, but you're probably familiar with the name Micah Hollingsworth, and you've probably met her at some point. In my interview, we'll jump more into her background, and if you're trying to say, I know that name, where did I know that name? We'll connect the dots when we get into that interview. So before we jump into it, I want to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing happen in the world and how it is and how it will impact our industry. So what does that have to do with the Guarantors? Well, the insurance products that the Guarantors provide help us better serve our residents and ultimately reduce risk for property owners and operators. So here's what I'm seeing in the world, and I think it's going to have an impact on the student housing industry in the coming years. You know that things are tense. Politically and economically, things are just tense. I don't have to explain it. You see it. I think we all learned with the pandemic that when things are tense and stressed, those who are in control of public policy, especially at institutions of higher ed, tend to make rash decisions. There is typically a follow the leader, so I'm not criticized mentality. And we all know how this or what this led to in March of 2020. Students went home for spring break. 3 days later, they were told not to return. And then many of them started calling the leasing offices, stating they felt like they should be let out of their lease. Now, I'm not saying there's going to be another pandemic. What I am saying is that as much as we all agree that our lease agreements are ironclad against these type of events, if a student resident says their parents want them out of their apartment and they do not intend to honor their agreement, what are you going to do? It doesn't even have to be a pandemic or a parent losing a job. Just look at what inflation's done to household income since 2021. Here's a stat. Back in November, CBS News reported that the typical household is spending an additional $11,434 annually just to maintain the same standard of living they had in January of 2021. This report's 5 months old, and we've had more inflation uptick, so I'm sure that number's higher by now. But, you know, for a parent of a college student that can... That type of impact can quickly lead to a parent telling their student, come home, we can't afford this apartment any longer. And then what? They're vacating the apartment. Now, you get to go get in line at the courthouse and hope you don't get a judge that's sympathetic to the tenant. And if it's another pandemic or some other kind of type of civil unrest, who knows how long it's going to take to even get a court date. So this is exactly why I'm encouraging all of my asset management clients to forget about parental guarantors and start talking to the Guarantors. So with that being said, let's get to my interview with Aaron and Micah. Aaron and Micah, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Wes. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Micah, I can't believe it's been this long since, or it's taken this long to get you onto the podcast because you are obviously no stranger to student housing. But the Guarantors is a little bit of a new name to student housing. So we'll talk a little bit about your joining them. But really quick, Aaron, for those that have never heard of the Guarantors, Give us that 30 to 90 second elevator pitch.
Sure, Wes. So the Guarantors is a company that provides insurance products to residents, replace deposits, guarantee a full lease, renters insurance. Residents pay for these products and property operators get protected by them. So we're kind of creating a win-win where residents get access to insurance products they may need to move in and operators get protected against risks like defaults, damages, liabilities, stuff like that.
So pretty simple, but the spectrum seems pretty wide there as far as the coverage. So it sounds like kind of everything from rent guarantee to personal liability and renter's insurance as well.
Yeah, you got it spot on. Maybe we need a jingle to kind of tie it all together. I don't know. I'm a big NBA fan, and I was watching the NBA last night, and I saw that Jake from State Farm is courtside at like every game, and I'm like, man, that's how you know the Guarantors have made it, is when we've got like somebody. We don't have like an icon right now, but we got somebody courtside at NBA game, just for me. But yeah, no, it is a wide spectrum. There's a lot of different things we can do for residents or for operators, but kind of the name of the game is, you know, residents are buying a policy to reduce a risk for an operator, and they're getting a benefit from the operators we partner with for that.
Well, you know, you guys may not have Jake from State Farm, but you do have Micah from Student Housing. And Micah, let's talk a little bit. I want to get into the origin story and everything of the Guarantors, but since we're kind of here and we're talking about who's going to be the face of student housing for the Guarantors, that's going to be you. You're the new director of student housing sales. So maybe just a little bit of, you know, why you chose that and, you know, what it is that you're looking forward to in this new venture.
Yeah, Wes, that's a great question. So I have grown up in student housing. Like, I started as a student whenever I was 22. I stumbled into working at a property in Middle Tennessee. And I just ended up in this industry. I truly have grown up. I've learned so much. And with my background, my first few years, I worked managing lease-ups. I was a sales and marketing manager in new markets. All right, we've got 900 beds. Let's lease it up and just getting creative. And so I know what it feels like being on the ground with those aggressive goals, because you don't have renewals, right? Like, you have this whole property to lease up. So between that experience and then where most of, you know, if I've met most of the industry was through my time at student.com. And I worked very intimately with international students, like with helping from the process from them leaving their origin country into entering the US. And I know we love our international students, right? There's a lot of grad students. They're great tenants. They're so sweet. However, there's a lot of work and it's on the site side, right? And so whenever I first learned about the Guarantors, my now manager, she had reached out to me and was like, hey, we're looking to hire for a director of student housing. We received your name. Do you know anyone? I was like, well, what is this company? What's going on here? And so after doing some research about what they were doing, it just made so much sense. I wish I would have had it. Truly, like when I think about the years of times that, and there's a lot of wasted time on the site level whenever it comes to collecting guarantors and renters insurance. And I won't get into the nitty gritty, but there's just a lot of time that goes into that. And whenever I learned what this company was doing, I was really attracted. So there's that. And then also one of the founders, Bob, he's a real smart New York guy, but he's also like a warm teddy bear. He's so kind. And on, you know, my interview with him, he just made it so clear how important the customer experience was to him, how much he valued that our customers have a great experience. And that was so refreshing for me. I know how true that is in this industry, how close-knit we all are and how much that experience matters. So that was really attractive to me.
Well, cool. And I think that's a great segue to kind of, you know, talk about kind of the origin story with Guarantors, because, you know, you guys, you know, may be new with having Micah or someone in that position that's going directly after student housing. But Aaron, give us a little bit of the origin story. Tell us about Bob and how all this came to be.
Well, I'm happy to start with Bob. And, you know, it's an interesting story of people kind of coming together to figure things out. It's a story of solving a problem in the real estate industry with people from the industry kind of building the solution. Take Bob. He's a leasing director in New York City, like Micah said. Sweet guy in a tough leasing environment. It's a crazy cycle there for anyone who doesn't have an asset in New York or hasn't rented there. You might have 15, 20 showings a day. You can't even walk into a property without an appointment. It's brutal. People are just coming and going. Average rents, $3,000-$4,000 for a one bedroom or a studio. So you got high net worth individuals, you got students, kids. It's chaotic. And Bob had been in the industry for a long time. Anybody remember the apartment book? It was the print version of apartments.com way back before everything became digital. Yeah. So Bob was one of the founders and key players in apartment book, and he had decided he wanted to start a new business. So he jumped back into being a leasing director. And as he was in this, you know, brutal grind of New York City leasing, he started to realize there were a lot of people who fell through the cracks, people who had money, who had the right intentions to pay their rent, but they just didn't kind of like fit the standard screening mold. It was international folks. It was people who had contract work, all different types of examples. So he started thinking, you know, there's got to be a better product to deal with this than taking, like, you know, prepare yourself, 6 months security, which is one of the standard options, or full year prepayment, which again, could be an $8,000 apartment. It's like down payment on a mortgage just to get approved to move in. So Bob's working over here. He's trying to put this product together. He gets his insurance carrier. And then right before he's ready to launch this business, this, you know, this French guy walks into his office, thick accent. And he's thinking, oh, you know, it's another international business person here to rent an apartment. Guy sits down at the desk across from him, has his printed out presentation in his hands, and he slides it across and he goes, hello, Mr. Schmidt, I'd like to pitch you and TF Cornerstone on my new business, the Guarantors. It's a company that guarantees leases for folks that don't qualify. And Bob looked at him. He was like, are you kidding me? Dude. And he starts flipping through the package and he sees that Julian had really great funding. He had a great insurance company that he was going to work with. And Bob had kind of struggled a little bit with some of those things because he's like all of us on this call, right? We're from the real estate industry. And he's like, I'm trying to start this business. So they looked at each other and something happened. There was some magic in the air. I don't know what it was, but they decided to become partners. So rather than have competing businesses, they came together. And, you know, 7 years later, here's the Guarantors. And I think the really cool thing about the story is that Julian had come up with this idea, our other co-founder, the French guy, because he was an international student going to Columbia and he could not get approved for an apartment anywhere. And he was thinking the whole time he was in business school, there's got to be a better option for somebody like me. Yeah. And so Bob's kind of got like the operator perspective. Julian's got the renter perspective.
So, you know, obviously the Guarantors had a little bit of an origin coming from, student housing. Student housing in New York City is very different than it is anywhere else in the country. But I think there's no greater place that has a need, especially when you're talking about international students, but, you know, even with domestic students and, you know, trying to get qualified for, you know, a multitude of reasons. But so, you know, kind of why now? I mean, you guys have been in, you know, this industry for quite some time and obviously servicing students, but now we've got this position that Mike is in. Kind of feels like, you know, you guys are, I don't want to say entering it for the first time because that's not really the case, but what's this new attention for student housing? Where's that coming from?
Well, I think it comes from a couple places, but I'll let Micah speak to some of them. But from a strategic perspective, I think we had so much momentum coming out of New York with some of the big national partnerships we made on the conventional side that we just kind of followed our clients. And we went where they felt like they had challenges. In New York, it was all about re-qualifying folks who got rejected. As we started to expand outside New York, and this is in 2018, 2019, coming up into COVID, we started to see fraud and bad debt, especially within the conditionally approved segment of renters, as a huge growing issue. And a lot of clients were like, hey, we're doing this with you in New York. How do we get you into our portfolio in the Mid-Atlantic, for example, in DC, or in Miami, even a little further down south, to protect us from bad debt. because we think this could be helpful there. So we really followed our clients on the operator side. And it's one thing you'll see about us and why we want to hire somebody like Micah to come onto the team. We really care about what our operator partners think is going to add value when it comes to our products. We're always trying to listen to them and adjust. That's why when we kind of came to market, one of the things we tried to improve was the way the coverage worked for operators, because there were other similar products in this space that were a little trickier to file claims with. So that was like what we're always kind of following our customers. So followed customers across the country. And then at this point, we started to look back and think about the residents that we worked with. And we're like, we don't see the same amount of students that we used to in New York and all these other markets, the 48 other states we're operating in the country. And that's when, you know, sounds a little dumb, but it finally dawned on us. We're like, wow, we're not in purpose-built sites. So we're not in the student housing industry. Yeah. We need to make an effort to get back to like our kind of consumer roots too. And I think that's like kind of the idea that sparked it of like, let's go and find those residents that we started out serving in other parts of the country.
Gotcha. So, I mean, when you think about this product and student housing, you know, kind of give me, I mean, you've been in that situation where you've been on site, as you were mentioning earlier, and, you know, foreshadowing to what this product is going to be able to do for, especially in those lease up situations where you've got a lot of folks that you've got to get, that you've got to get qualified. I mean, how do you see this really playing out? What kind of solutions does this bring to the folks on the ground?
That's a great question. And I want to make it clear that we do have a few different products that we will be offering depending on the client's needs. The product that I was hired to really bring to market is this all-inclusive guarantee waiver type product, right? Okay. So it's basically removing the need for a guarantor. Okay. And so if you think about my experience, I was leasing a cottage product and we had 2, 3, 4, 5 bedroom cottages. So let's say you have a group of 5 SAEs that walk in. They're super excited. They're ready to pick out the color of their house, the location on site. Their other friends already live here. One of the students out of the 5 may not have an approved guarantor. In that situation, you've spent hours with this group of guys. You've given them a ton of collateral. You've got them hyped up. You know, there's a lot of energy and time that goes towards this experience and to getting them to actually sign. And then if one student's guarantor isn't approved, in this case, if you don't have any other options, you will most likely lose the whole group, right? They're going to stick together. They're more loyal to their friends than an apartment community, right? Yeah. So that's actually 5 leases that you may lose in this scenario, okay? Another way this could have worked out, say this group, all of the students were approved. Now we are, you know, 4 months in and there's a student that has been late every month. So we have an in-house mitigations team, and with our integrations with Entrada, we actually will be watching who's late on your behalf as well, and we'll be chasing them too, right? So you have your team who's going to be doing their job, but we're just kind of this backup team because we want them to pay their rent, right? Yeah. So we're going to be reaching out. So that's just another service that's really helpful. We're kind of keeping an eye on it. So that's another option where this, I think, could be really helpful to our clients. And then at the end of the lease, so you've got these guys in, let's say they lived here for 1 or maybe even 2 years, and you know, they're great tenants, but they're students. And we know what happens in these units. It's like sometimes like animal house type scenarios. And even though we try to avoid it, it just happens. And there's a lot of damage, right, to the furniture, to the walls, the blinds, the carpets. And so with the coverage that we offer, the security deposit replacement, we can cover the range that we can cover per student is exponentially higher than anything else in the space. So we most likely will have you covered and be able to make the clients whole. So yeah, so it's a product that I believe, you know, from start to finish, these are just a few cases. There's a lot of other ways. But yeah, I think it could be really helpful to the industry.
Well, no, Micah, that's fantastic. I mean, it seems like, you know, I think none of these products are necessarily new. There's been folks that have been providing these to student housing providers, but you know, it's all been kind of piecemealed. So it's very cool to see somebody come to market that's kind of covering it from A to Z. Is that something you guys were, you know, pretty intentional on when you started developing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Micah mentioned her background before, but even for myself, I started out in leasing. I work for Bizzuto. Shout out to anyone from Bizzuto Management Company that's listening to the podcast. That was my first job out of college. I was a leasing agent. And I'm going to say something I'm sure a lot of leasing folks or on-site folks that are listening to this call are guilty of. We used to get trainings for the supplier of the month, whoever knew, whatever new service we were expected to use. We'd say, yep, we're excited. We're so happy to be here. We dial in, speakerphone, mute.
Mute.
Okay, bring the residents in. Yep. All right, let's sign this lease. Let's go. Okay, maintenance. Yeah, that toilet exploded. We're going to be fine. We got one in the warehouse. No, don't cry. Resident from 4B, we will get somebody out of your parking space. I know they've been there 15 minutes. Like, just right back into the craziness of the day-to-day on site. And I was at a conventional site. These are people, you know, your average wonderful residents of all ages, right? This was not a purpose-built student site or, you know, yeah. Site educator students. I can only imagine the chaos there is even greater, Micah. So we think that consolidation piece, it's just super important. Folks have other things to do than just clicking into, you know, 18 different dashboards. And so if we can take like what was three relationships to manage three different ways and make it one relationship that's from a trusted provider that hopefully because you're consolidating everything, you can earn better ancillary income from. We think that's a big part of why we can bring value to the space.
That's a really good point. And I guess, and if you guys want to hit on that a little bit, we can. And I think ancillary income, especially when you're talking about landlord liability insurance, you know, that's been something, and I shouldn't even put insurance at the end of that, but for landlord liability policies, you know, that's also been a, you know, obviously a big ancillary income pickup for management companies.
Oh, it's so, especially right now because of interest rates. You know, margins are getting really squeezed and there's only so much you can cut, right? So if you can add a little margin somewhere, either saving on the cost of insurance and then adding something to an upcharge, which is something we've helped a lot of clients do, it can make a big difference for budgets.
Yeah, no, that's key. You know, as I'm hearing you talk about that, I'm also thinking, you know, kind of putting myself into the operator's shoes and specifically on the student housing side. And, you know, Micah, from a timing perspective, this is kind of lining up perfectly, you know, as far as when operators are going to be thinking about adding a service like this or changing providers, because we're kind of right in the middle of lease up right now. No one's going to make a change unless if they just, maybe they're in a late market or whatever. Even if they don't offer something like this right now, even trying to integrate it in to a leasing season that's already kicked off may be a little tough. Although I would say if operators are obviously having a hard time qualifying folks right now, there's no time like the present. But I'm thinking about the typical student housing operator who is, you know, thinking about this for next year, you know, really just coming up this August. Kind of walk me through the timeline of, you know, what it takes to for someone to come in and get started with the guarantors and go through that process of, you know, looking at a proposal from you guys.
You know, it's really funny you bring that up, the implementation timeline, Wes, because a lot of times with a product like this, folks feel like, you know, it's a change. You've got a process that works, right? I'm taking personal guarantors. I'm taking deposits. Maybe I'm using somebody else. And why do I want to make the space in my busy initiative calendar to handle this? And you're right. Like, you know, as Micah was saying, we are quite a bit out from when folks would normally implement a solution that's going to come in contact with their move-in cycle. But it brings to mind this experience that one of our prospective customers had right before COVID. We'd been talking to these folks, this huge community, several thousand unit community in, I think it's San Jose, like right outside San Francisco, general Bay Area, let's call it. And they had a ton of international students there. And we were talking to them about helping folks move in, guaranteeing them. They had a process they were comfortable with. They were manually checking I-20, stuff like that. A lot of folks listening to the call probably do something similar. And they were like, yeah, you know, I just don't really know if we have a problem here. We don't want to spend the time to tweak things, get into it. We're going to keep you guys in mind if something comes up. And that was February 2020. March 15th, 2020 rolls around. We get a phone call. Hey, you guys seeing all this? You're still doing, you know, you're still guaranteeing international students, still approving folks. Yeah, we're still in business. Yep, we're concerned about what's happening. But, you know, are you guys ready to make a move? They're like, well, we're not really sure yet. Month later, we get a much more nervous phone call. Like 40% of our residents have left. You know, is there some kind of deal we can do where you guarantee all these leases that have already started? And it was a, well, it's crazy, but it killed us, right? Because we knew there was a challenge here. We knew they had folks that we could help. We knew that this could work for this client, and they just didn't feel the need to get prepared and to get ready in case something had happened. If the program had been in place, if we had all those folks on policies, we would have covered them just like we covered everybody else through COVID. We didn't change our program during the pandemic. We didn't add any like act of God, force majeure language to our policy like a lot of insurance companies did. But it was also, it was a killer for us because I wish we could have convinced that partner to get ready sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, it is an election year.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that you even said that because, you know, back in December when we were, you know, picking out our health insurance or whatever, I remember asking my wife, like, you know, should we up this? Like this, you know, you're kind of looking at what you spent last year and we were going to be able to get like a lot more coverage for like just under $200 a month for $200 more. And that was literally, I said, you know what? It's an election year. I think we probably just ought to get the extra insurance.
You never know.
That's
the thing. Insurance, you know, it doesn't feel like you need it when things are going good, but you really are happy to have it when things take a turn for the worse.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of election year and politicians, let's talk a little bit about trust. You know, the guarantors obviously has, you know, everything really kind of thought out as far as a product for student housing, but the name is still new to student housing. You know, and I think an important question that most of our audience is asking, why should I trust the guarantors? Micah, obviously you're new to the group and I feel like I know you well enough just based on, and you and I haven't worked a lot together or anything, but just based off of folks that I know that you've worked with, mm-hmm. you're not going to go work for anybody that you don't trust. So maybe I should ask you first, mm-hmm. what is it that the student housing industry needs to really understand about the guarantors when it comes to trust?
Yeah, absolutely. My intention this year is for the industry to get to know the people of the guarantors. To me, that is what sold me. I am, for example, like I'm on the strategics account team. There's five of us. Three out of five of these of my colleagues have been in the real estate industry for over 30 years. Okay. There's just a lot of experience. And I believe like going to these conferences and having dinners and just bringing the people that inspired me to join this company and starting to build those relationships. I don't think it'll take much time for people to be like, oh, like it's people, I don't know. It speaks for itself, right? When you see like how much rapport and how much experience that my colleagues have, I think that helps with trust. And our product, as Aaron has mentioned, I mean, we're not the new kids to the block as far as in the real estate industry. Like we have some really incredible partnerships on the multifamily side. And so now mm-hmm. it's, like I said, this is just natural for us to break into student housing. And I'll let Aaron explain a little bit further on why as our services, like why trust us? Like I can speak about the people, the relationships. I know you're going to have fun working with us and it's going to be a delightful experience, but I'll let Aaron explain why there's some safety and security as well.
Well, like Micah said, though we might be a newer name, we aren't the new kids on the block. And I think the guarantors covers a student every 10 minutes. I think we're approving a new student for coverage every 10 minutes. So I think we've got five students on the way to a new home just in the course of this call. So very familiar there. Really, when it comes to this like category, right? I'm sure there's some folks who are listening to the call who have a bit of supplier fatigue. They've heard a million prop tech or insure tech pitches. They're trying to figure out what's different, why they should buy any of these stories. I think one point Micah made that's huge is, do they know this industry? Does a supplier know this industry? We obviously know this industry really well. Another big thing is, you know, there was the SVB bank run a few years ago, the Silicon Valley Bank, that bank run, mm-hmm. which hurt a lot of people's pockets. There's the higher interest rate, you know, environment, not to get back to the whole election year situation that we mentioned earlier, but how, whatever you want to say about why or how, cost of debt is higher. And that's had a real impact on the VC community and who can get funding, what kind of funding is available, and how companies in our space are evaluated. And so I think another thing that operators will want to be conscious of as they look for partners, because you want to pick long-term partners. In multifamily, you want to find folks that you can work with for years and years, and they get to learn your problems. They build solutions to those problems. You want to make sure companies have a sustainable business model, that they're well-backed, they're secure. This is one of the things that at first drove us crazy about our CEO, Julian. I'll just be totally honest. He's such a cautious guy, except for driving. Driving, lunatic. Running his business, extremely cautious. He set up the most robust and well-diversified book of insurance carriers that we work with. There's 11 different insurance partners that we have. Four different distinct programs that we can place risk on. And without getting into too many boring insurance details, it puts us in a really strong position to be able to stick around for a very long time, to be able to maintain a high quality of service for our customers, which is the most important thing for us, and to earn that trust. I think it's one of the things that really sets us apart.
Thanks for addressing that. I know talking about trust is, you know, not always the simplest thing to do, especially when you're talking about insurance and, you know, there's always a lot of what ifs and that type of thing. But like I said, I think that's probably one of the main questions that our student housing audience is going to be at the top of their mind. Beyond that, Micah, I mean, I'm sure there's other pain points that you've thought about, you know, given your experience that the guarantors is solving for. So talk to me a little bit about some of the other things that you've thought about during this process as you've been onboarding with them and going through that licensing process. It was kind of funny when we talked a couple, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, it's after you landed at the guarantors, it sounded like you were back to school yourself.
Yeah. So my first couple months, that's why actually no one's really heard from me yet. I've been quiet. I've been I've had to study and receive my property and casualty license before. They just wanted me to be fully trained, right, before going and speaking this to our clients. So yeah, I have just been quiet. So people may be like, what is Micah doing? Because I haven't reached out to anyone yet. But no, that was cool. I feel so much more comfortable in what I'm selling. So that was a smart move, I think, for the guarantors to put me through that training. And as far as pain points, I just remember, like, whenever I was a sales and marketing manager, you know, I was giving tours all day with my team, and it's as if you sign the lease once with the student, and then you do the whole leasing process again with the phone call from mom, who's like, "What is this? You're wanting to do what? What is my kid trying to sign?" And so then it's, you know, I laughed at it, you know, 10 years ago, I'd be like, "Wow, I'd befriend all these parents." You know, they're like, you know, you build all these relationships, but just that time piece, right? It's like you spend all this time, you get the lease signed, and then you're on the phone with the parents. And some of them are just curious. Some of them are disgruntled. You want to run my credit? Absolutely not. I'm a lawyer. And, you know, everyone's a lawyer. Their aunt's a lawyer. There's just so much time spent, right, on that. So I think, I mean, just what one of the products we're offering would just save a lot of time. So that's one thing. And then also, whether it's a new development or not, on move-in day, right, it's typically like 1 to maybe 3 or 4 days, depending on the size of the property, where it's like, all right, move-in, all hands on deck, and students aren't going to show up. Even if they're guaranteed, they paid their rent, it still happens. And that's, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on everyone, on the on-site teams to try to fill those beds. Sometimes we're over-leasing, right? We're like, all right, we're expecting 5% not to show up. And so it's just all this time wasted. And for me, I remember I did one lease up in Oxford, Mississippi. It was two properties, about 350 beds. And for me, like as a leasing agent, my goal was I have to fill 100%, but they had to be 100% guaranteed, like before I could like get a bonus. Like it's like I had this really small salary, but you have to get 100% guaranteed. So it's like, all right, I'm at 100%, but now it took me another 2 months to get guaranteed leases, right? So you're just over leasing. It's just so much time. I just know that it's a, oh, like this is just a solution, you know? Yeah. So if people, if there is, you know, any operators or anyone listening that have dealt with no-shows, I think that that's something that, you know, it's worth a conversation. Or skips, you know, with these international students. I've placed thousands of international students now, right? Like working with the properties, I was, you know, kind of an extension of properties during that process. And a lot of the students may leave in the summer. Yeah. And what do you do? Is, you know, they're gone in May, they're back, you know, somewhere across the world, and it's hard to collect rent. So I think that's another, another problem that we can help soften, especially in markets that are really dense with international students. You know, yeah, there's a lot of those markets in the US. So yeah, I think that if any of this is someone's curious, and even if they're working with someone else, I think it would be worth having the phone call just to hear how we are different. And yeah, I'm looking forward to those phone calls.
Let me ask this, when it comes to a default and you guys have to pay out on it, probably got a string full of questions here, but you know, typically what's the turnaround time for paying that, you know, making a claim and paying that out. And then also, you know, are you able to elect what kind of coverage you want? So if it's, you know, if someone skips out, like you said, it's a no show, how much of that is being paid out, or operators able to pick, well, you know, I want it to cover 3 months, or I want it to cover 6 months, or, you know, the rest of the lease term. What kind of choices do they have with picking those type of benefits?
You know, it's funny you ask, Wes, because I think when we first came to market on the conventional side, everybody cared about deposit replacement. That was the big game. Everyone's talking about deposit replacement, deposit alternative, lower the moving costs, but we always felt there was a bigger challenge around providing the adequate protection when there was an actual default, like you're asking. Yeah. So in terms of flexibility of coverage, you can scale them up to the full value of a given lease. Okay. Now, that isn't always necessary. And the great thing about having folks like Michael on the team is they can work with our partners to figure out what they actually need, so we're not overcharging residents, obviously. But yeah, coverage can go up to the full value of the lease. In terms of claims turnaround, we try to process all of our claims within 3 to 5 business days so that you know what you're getting. And the actual, how long does it take money to hit the bank account depends on what kind of payment methods you take, but we do support some really fast ones like ACH. So recommend anyone who sets up with guarantors, take advantage of ACH. It's a lot faster than paper checks.
Yeah. And so on the front end, there's two things I have to ask about on that. You know, what's that, you know, if they're choosing to guarantee the entire building, so they don't have to worry with guarantors, or if they're trying to, you know, if they're using this as a standby for someone who doesn't have a guarantor, how long is that processing time of getting an approval? And then also, obviously, that process typically involves some type of integration with AppFolio or certainly Entrata in the student housing business. So what type of integrations do you guys provide as well?
So taking the first question about underwriting, and again, there's two different products that we offer kind of in the rent coverage space. So if we're doing our kind of classic product where we're issuing a policy per resident as they're moving in, it's pretty much instant underwriting. So okay, the resident applies, they get an instant quote. Speaking to integration, we can actually pull their lease details from Entrata, pre-fill that application, and make sure they're getting a quote for the right coverage. For the kind of master policy product, we actually underwrite at the property level. And one of the benefits to being kind of like, I don't want to say the late enterers, but taking our time getting into this space is we learned other master policy rent coverage products would underwrite way at the end of the whole process. They'd get all the data after they'd already done the sales pitch and everything like that. And sometimes that led to a rejection after the customer's already invested a ton of time. So we try to front load as much of that as possible to generate a quote so that customers will know kind of off the bat what their pricing is going to look like. Are we going to be able to work with them or not? How we're going to be able to work with them. And Mike has actually collaborated quite a bit with our corporate strategy and risk teams to build a model to help us almost pre-underwrite folks, so we know. So I think, like Mike was saying before, it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and get a call, even if you're using somebody. I think we can get some quotes out pretty fast. And especially in the, you know, the tight margin, high interest rate environment we're in, if you want to just see if there's a cost savings in coming to the guarantors, it's worth giving her a call and just seeing what a quote would look like. Can't promise we will always be the cheapest or the most affordable, you know.
As long as you're the best.
but I promise we will provide the best service. That is for sure.
Well, great. Well, guys, thanks so much for helping answer these questions. You know, Micah will obviously put your email in the show notes so folks can reach out to you if they've got other questions or want to look at extending the guarantors to their properties or part of their portfolio or all of their portfolio. Anything else, any other parting words or words of wisdom that you guys have for the audience?
I just want to thank you, Wes. This has been so much fun. I really appreciate this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Wes.